right, is everyone in place?
Just wait for Danny.
Danny?
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to call me Danny.
Heaven forbid.
Exactly. We don't want to start fights. There.
You need help,
Christy? Well, that's right.
Are we going to wait for Danny or?
Oh,
up to you.
Oh, hold on.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Danny says go ahead and start. He's tied up for at least 5 minutes, not 10 minutes. So he said go ahead and start without him.
All right. Meeting come to order. Is this Mr. Creedon? Would you please come up to the podium and explain your appeal?
Okay. I've got copies for everybody if they want them. That's one of them, and this is the other one.
Chairman, is our attorney going to be here?
He's here.
Hello. Oh, you're way down there. Oh, hi. Used to seeing you down there with James.
We didn't know if Kenny was coming, so we decided to give James his own table.
Give us a second, if you would, just to refresh our memory. I have trouble remembering what I had for breakfast, much less what happened on December 24th last year.
I understand.
This is an appeal for which year? This year?
There's an 08 and an 09 issue. Started with 08.
I'll ask Dr. Rose here.
Dr. Rose, can I ask a couple questions?
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to ask you a couple questions?
Mm-hmm.
You paid taxes in 08?
I have not paid taxes on these two properties for 08.
So you didn't pay under protest or anything for 08?
No.
And you haven't paid the taxes for 09 yet?
No.
Bob, you should have minutes working here before the DOA before.
Okay.
It's right here. I've got a
December 24th.
I got it in the same.
Right. Out of the hundreds of cases, it's hard to remember.
Yeah. Right down at the ones marked in yellow at the bottom above.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, on our agenda has a number with a Z. What's the Z on the end of the number mean? On our agenda today, it gives us
partial.
Two parcels.
Is it a typo or?
A split has a Z behind it.
Yeah, that's the way it was built. That's the collector's way of knowing that a split has occurred. Well, officially the following year, then we add a number without a letter. But that was a split away from a parent parcel when she adds a letter.
I have another question, probably mine the thing, but on the minutes of the 24th, the number starts with 18, and this shows 8, so should that be an 8, you reckon, on the Eagle Ridge? Parcel starts with the number 18.
It is 18, isn't it?
Number one just left off the agenda, evidently.
It's wrong on the agenda.
So that is the right one.
Okay, can I ask a question here?
Please.
So we heard your case, not we, the Board of Equalization heard your case last December 24th and it was denied. Is that correct?
I guess you guys heard it. You did not hear from me.
Okay, but it was denied. Mm-hmm. And he was he notified of the denial? And did you go to the summer, the did you appeal to the state tax commission at that point?
No, I was not given the letter of the denial until September of this year. After I've called many, many, many times and asked questions many times.
Now what? We didn't notify him that he was denied in December.
I think what I'm trying to recall is I remember back around December meetings, a number of things were turned down for procedural reasons more than anything else, that people had not met the deadlines and things like that, and the board was just saying, denied. Whether or not it was something that could have been handled or not, it was just saying.
Okay. Well, here's the thing about last December. I got the tax split the end of November, okay, the first tax split. Although it did seem low, I got another one a week later, and it was high, in my opinion. So I called and I said, well, what's going on? What's right? The tax split does not appear right to me.
What do you mean by tax split?
The Eagle Ridge property is, Brad LaCour owns about 36 acres there. And then there's four condos in the middle of it. So they must have just sent Brad the entire bill or any changes or any, they didn't send me anything even though I'd owned the property for the entire year. I got nothing on it.
When did you purchase the property?
I want to say 07.
07.
And bought lot.
The bill in the spring of 08 went to Brad LaCour. And you didn't receive a split until November?
The end of November. I got the split. It's that first page after my timeline. I got that split. It's dated 11/21. I received it a few days later. And it was for just under $5,000. That was the first notification of any kind of tax information to that property. About a week later, I received another one for well over double. I don't think it's the low one. I don't think it's the high one. I do think it's somewhere in the middle.
And this was all before we voted in 24.
Yes.
For some reason or another, you were the nay vote on one of them.
Right, I saw that. But I'm like you, I've
slept since then.
Fish. But according to this, that was on that other property.
Now these are two. That one. Where is this Eagle Ridge property now? So that I
understand. It's on Historic 165 Highway. Right behind the Parade of Homes office in Hollister.
165 Highway.
You're going out to the dam?
Okay, yeah.
And it's on the left, about a mile and a half down the road, just past where the animal shelter is.
All right, it's heading down toward that lookout.
And yep.
Where Iowa Colony Road comes up.
The minutes doesn't state. It says it was denied. He received a certificate of occupancy in May of 2008.
That's a different issue.
That's a different issue, Dave. Yeah. He's on.
But, we're just strictly talking about the one right now?
Yeah, that's why I gave you two packets.
I'm looking at his appeals, though. I think from. Where is appeals from 08?
I don't know what we're even discussing 08 for.
Well, I guess the only reason we're discussing 08 is that was he sent notification of the denial in December 24th? You're saying you didn't receive a notification of denial?
No.
He had presented these letters
right.
to the clerk's office, and we presented them to the board in December.
And I think I sat through that meeting.
Yeah, okay. And I don't know that we ever contacted you and told you what the outcome of that meeting was.
No. I had called several times to get the answer. And then later, like I think it was April, I was told to just come to the BOE meeting, which I did.
In January?
No, in July.
Say that he didn't know.
Yeah, in July I came to it.
Basically, there was no abatement ever. Have
an appeal to the state tax commission. You've already made your decision.
It was just a letter that we received by fax that was presented.
Well, I'd like to say something on that property. This is a split that went back to Brad LaCour. And he said, you guys have some agriculture buildings wrong. My mother owned some property on that, and we wasn't aware. So that's when the split came back to the assessor's office. This split that you're looking at is absolutely, positively correct. Steve come in complaining how 36 acres and Brad LaCour's part could be valued, his valued so much more accordingly to where his four condos sat. And many times he come in and talked to me on the phone and came in and I said, 36 acres, there's agriculture involved, and we do not value that land the same as we do improved residential properties. There's not one thing wrong with this other than Steve feels like, and the splitting of this tax bill, he picked up too much of it. There's not a valuation problem, $294,700 on four condos. There's not one argument that I can see other than Steve was aggravated about the way the split came out when it was finalized and correct.
We have discussed this at a meeting that
yes,
I was
we
at.
Yes, we did.
We made a decision.
Can I ask a question?
No, in December, I was not here.
Okay,
but I remember this discussion on these four condos right. at another time that Steve came before us, I believe, in a BOE meeting.
Yeah, but you guys told me I couldn't talk about it then. I needed to come back.
He came at summer BOE and brought it up, and you guys didn't realize you'd already heard it in regular BOE, and so you told him this needs to come before regular BOE because it was for a previous year. So that's why you remember it.
Okay. Well, I was going to say,
but the board made a decision in 2008.
Right.
In question to James Strahan's split here, there, the property has a 3,000-foot shop on it, about a 2,000-foot little Hanset hut, and it has two houses on it, single-family houses, and a commercial property that Brad owns, and roads cut through it, water and sewer run up on the property, extra other lots are developed, and the water's in, and there's a well up there that's for 108 lots.
And what's on your part, Don?
I got four fourplexes on four postage stamp pieces of property under the fourplexes.
How many acres out of the 36 acres, how many are in your?
Half an acre maybe. Because it's a condo, you only have what's under the building, so it's each building has about 3,200 square feet. All the parking and everything, you know, is a part of the association, no. which is locked under even a different tax deal.
What's left for Brad LaCour is not of any issue.
That's right.
Well, I understand.
I mean, it's
just know, you know, we talked.
The value of your condos right here is the only thing
I understand.
You guys already, as a board, passed on this in 2008.
Passed on it when in 2008?
December.
It looks,
made two motions.
Well, it looks like on December 24th, there a decision was made to deny the request of reducing. Is that how I'm reading that correct?
That's what I read. I don't know. I mean, is that correct, Cindy?
That's correct.
Okay. So what they're saying is the board has made a decision. Now, you probably have an avenue to appeal to the State Tax Commission because...
When I've asked what I needed to do.
You could argue the fact that you weren't notified in some format prior to the appeal process for the 08 decision.
Okay. And so I was not able to find anything where we know.
Was he here on the 24th?
No. I was told I did not need to be here and I should not come.
No, we just presented his letters. You remember last year in December, we brought letters to the board where there were...
I have not talked to the board about either one of these issues personally.
So he hasn't been given notice that he was denied in December of 2008.
Right.
And he should have gotten notice so that he could appeal. And even given his notice, he wouldn't have been able to get his appeal done by January 1st. So his appeal is to the State Tax Commission. And,
for that decision.
And we're not going to say he got notice if he didn't. So that's where his appeal lies. Because otherwise, you guys are going to be making a decision... to reconsider a decision already made in 08.
Well, somewhere I've heard an argument by Mr. Steve Creedon, not in my office, that these condos are not worth $74,000 a piece. Look at the split, guys.
I've heard this argument, and we even talked about the condos that we had studied up on, that we had on for more money than that. Right here, on this split, his condos were valued at $74,000 each. And this was not valuing Steve Creedon's property. That's what's amazing to me. We didn't know at the time we valued the property, Steve was even involved. That's why we had to make the split. We split out the property that we had already valued to Brad LaCour, not even knowing Steve was involved. Now all of a sudden, Mr. Creedon comes in arguing how we valued Mr. LaCour's property. Has absolutely, if we had split this out for Brad LaCour, it had the same value.
I don't think it matters at this point. Bob has pointed out a point of law that Mr. Creedon needs to go to the state.
Yeah.
And I'll be glad to do that.
Right. So the 08 decision, you just need to appeal. And okay. They probably, because of the circumstances, will probably hear your appeal. So.
Okay.
He did hear in September. He did receive a notice from us that we have a copy of September.
Right. That would help justify his.
Question, Steve. This, did you buy the property and build these units on it, or did you buy the units?
I built them.
Okay, you built them.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about, you say $230,000. That's what it costs to build the four buildings?
Yep.
We've already made a decision on it, though, Dr. Rose, and he's going to have to go to the State Tax Commission with his appeals.
Okay, can we move on to the next?
I guess I'm still confused on this thing. I agree with what you're saying. Yeah, but
well, there's no use discussing it if we can't hear it and spend time on something we're not going to make any decision on. So let's move on to something we can. We're just wasting our time.
There's a second part to it I'd like to ask before we go and throw it out the window. In the meeting that I came to in the summer BOE, the second part of this is getting it adjusted to current times, the taxes on it. We didn't hear that either at that time. So that becomes the second issue.
For
2008. For
2009's
the assessed value for this year.
Did you bring it?
Yes, I brought it to it, and they didn't want to hear. At the time that I brought it to us to the meeting, they didn't want to hear it, and I think we kind of got off track, and we didn't really discuss that.
Do we even know what happened? Do you have a record of what happened?
Well, we
if
could.
If you made an appeal in 2000 for 2009 taxes, there would have been a decision made on that.
No, you can look, but we started talking about this whole issue from last year, and then they said, no, we can't hear it.
Did we start talking about it, or did you actually appeal the
I appealed them for 2009, sent the paperwork in, but we actually never discussed it. So that's the second part of it.
I mean, here's the appeal thread. Can you, Nick, yeah, I mean, if you would just find out, when were you heard then, on the 10th? No,
the end of July, I think it was.
Yeah, so I'm looking at, you said you're available from the 13th to the 24th, so that's what this document said. I just don't see where we actually.
You may not
I came in on several
decreased all increases.
Those decreases of all the increases wasn't until the last day of the BOE, but not during this meeting. We would have heard him anyway.
Here is an appeal.
Right. I was just saying, they're going to pull up the next. So within that 2 weeks, he was scheduled. He had requested to be before us.
I was here, Jim. I was here about 40 different pieces of property. And I went over every one of them. When I came to this one,
we did with you what we did with a lot of people and put them off, I think, to the end because there was going to be a motion at the end.
I remember discussing the value of what the value of these condos were.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If we heard him, there was a decision because Cindy made sure that every BOE number was, had we had a decision of record on each appeal number.
Well, I never discussed it with you on the phone.
Okay, well, that's what we need to find out if it slipped through the cracks or what.
I understand.
Well, I know it was discussed. I don't remember if a decision was made, but we discussed because I remember him saying that he had $230,000 in them, and we talked about the value and where he came up with this value and everything. We discussed it quite a bit about how much money he had tied up in this and what he paid to build and stuff like that.
But generally, Mr. Oliphant, I believe that Cindy said, do I send them out to people that got a reduction or do I only send it out the notice to people that were denied? And I think we didn't send out notices to people that actually got a reduction from what they were appraised at. So he may have been, I'm just guessing, he may have been one that benefited from the reduction and didn't get a notice.
We actually never completed the conversation. The 200 and...
He would have received notice. Yeah.
If what?
If he had an appeal before the board for that parcel, he would have received notice.
Okay, so you would have a copy of a notice that you sent out.
Jim, what was your assessment of that property? I see what he says he paid. I don't see the usual... You know, we usually have
94.7.
What?
294.7.
294.7?
And that was comparable to the ones up that the military man and everybody got on us up on 248.
Okay.
My only question is, have you been selling these or have you sold any? Or?
I can't sell them, can't get offers. The only offers I've gotten are way undervalued and I can't afford to sell them. I know there's some around the corner that I built on Acacia Club that sold for just over $100,000.
Sure.
They got garages about 80 square foot smaller.
Are these those ones that I went out to right where Acacia
Club? No, they're just below them. You was on Acacia Club and they're actually down over the hill and across 165 from there.
I looked at the one just right by 165.
Right by that Piney Wood Village where all the log houses are.
No.
All the little log, that's where these are, just down across the hollow there on the right.
The ones I looked at is you turned off on what becomes Iowa Colony
right.
Road, and then right on the hillside there was a bunch of duplexes.
Right.
And this is not those?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm just looking at this thing. In other words, if something cost you $230,000, you say, to build, and it was, that's without land costs. That's just what your building cost was, right?
Right.
And then that would only allow $60,000 for the land for... That just doesn't seem out of line at all. I don't understand. I do see your problem in the sense that you're caught like a lot of builders who put money into property and they just won't bring it right now.
Valuation's down now. It's straight across the board if you want to...
Donna, do we have a decision from this year at all?
I could not pull one up. I'm going to have Cindy go check just to make sure that...
Dr. Rose, what I would suggest is let the clerk go ahead and try to find the document and just give us a few minutes, Steve, while we try to find what we did with that decision.
Okay.
And then if there's something else, we'd hear about it. Otherwise, we keep on going because we're already 30 minutes into our meeting and we don't have all the date documents to see what we did for the 09 session.
Steve,
I understand.
Do you have a few minutes you can hang out?
Yeah. We have the one other issue.
Okay.
Because that's part of that December decision, appeal that with the State Tax Commission too.
The December of 08 decision, you need to appeal to the State Tax Commission.
Okay. And the other issue, the other packet I gave you.
That's an 09. That's an 09 issue.
It's an 08 issue. The other packet I gave you is an 08 issue.
Okay. This one... The skinnier one?
Yep.
Okay.
That's a house that we didn't get an occupancy permit on it until April, but we were billed for that tax year.
Did you come before the BOE with that issue?
Last year?
Yeah. This?
No, I didn't get anything on it until I got a tax bill last year.
Yes, but after you get the tax bill, did you come before the BOE?
On December 24th.
On the skinny one.
That's when he sent us a...
I sent you the stuff for the December 24th meeting.
Okay, weren't there two motions on the 24th?
Yes.
There were.
Yes.
So it would have taken care of both of these, right?
I don't know. The conversation at the beginning was we just denied everything. Not necessarily everything had a decision. We just denied it.
Okay,
Okay,
parcel numbers?
Okay, I'm sorry. This skinny decision was denied also on the 24th, so you need to appeal that one too because you didn't get noticed of the denial.
It also says that the assessor said that there was notice sent on one of those two.
Right.
Right,
but those are appeals to state tax. The decision was already made by the Board of Equalization. However, the 09 issue, we don't know what's going on because we don't know what happened until
we
get the records.
And I can hang out.
Okay. Right.
I don't have a problem with that.
What is the next on the agenda? Approval of the October 15th, 2009 meeting.
This is just a very small house in Merriam Woods, then.
We're moving on right now to the October 15th, 2009 minutes.
All right.
Motion to approve the minutes of October 15th, 2009.
Second. Any other comments about it? All in favor say aye.
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 Bob, should I abstain if I'm not here?
If you're not here, you're not here. Oh, you weren't here at the minutes? It doesn't matter. You can abstain if you want. Or
wait, you were here. No, you're right. You and I were absent.
Aye.
Okay. So we have five
ayes.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, Donna. Yeah, but it's right here. We have a copy of it. That's what the that's.
Okay. It's in his packet right here. Is the
in his paperwork? That's where I was.
That's what we're talking about. Right?
Was, yeah. Was there an appeal of any kind by Steve Creedon in 2009?
Excuse me.
Yeah. About 30.
In her excuse records, me. I mean.
Excuse me.
He came before us with gobs and stuff one day.
This is a five. This is not it.
The,
in
the property that we're talking about, I did not appeal in 09.
Hold on, that one.
It's fine for 09. It's still the 08 issue. Yeah. Are you talking about the Eagle Ridge or the other one? Maybe I'm confused.
So what are we talking about in 09? The one that we have
I guess
here?
It's just Eagle Ridge, right? The four buildings. I did appeal those in 09.
Okay, so that would be this right here. Hold on, not the tri-sons.
He appealed, all right, July 10th, 09, appealed this property on the thing. And you say we turned that down and said he could not be in the July?
3, 4, 5, and 6.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Here's the issue. The parcel that was in question for 2008 that ends in 002.001Z, I don't find an appeal for that one for 2000.
Okay, but what about these appeals?
Because it's four separate issues.
Totally other parcels, unless...
I understand, but what about these?
Well, I didn't look those up, because we're not talking about them.
They denied
those.
It is. Those are the same properties.
Those are the four properties?
Yep.
These are the four condos right here.
Yep.
Can we look those up so that we know what we did on those?
I can.
So we have...
I knew we'd had an extensive argument on our talk on these properties. Each one was individual.
What we need is her to look for what happened on these so that we know what we did.
Well, we need to what? Find when he was he scheduled?
Yes.
Do you remember the date that you came in?
In 09.
I don't remember the date.
So I'm not sure why we're talking.
You said in here you'd like to appear before the board.
If we didn't reach a decision. He says he hasn't gotten notice of what happened this summer on these appeals. So basically what we need to know is what happened, and we may not have to do anything, but we need to know what happened.
Did you, now is your mailing address right, Steve? P.O. Box 1200, Hollister, Missouri?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, the December number that was denied was 2.001. For 2009, and that's where he said, you know, he didn't receive notice of it. But then in 2009, he appealed the same number except 2.003, 004, 005, and 006, which is the same as the 001, just put into four separate parcels.
And she didn't check those numbers, so she needs to check those numbers to
but
see if
I
we
knew we heard this. I don't know the decision on it, but I know we heard this summer.
And we just need to find out what was done, and then we can...
It was just done under a different number, and that's why the...
We never discussed this 09 part of it when I was here. I don't know if you guys still reviewed it after that. I have no clue.
Well, it looks
I only
like...
discussed it as part of an 08 part because I started it, and he told me I couldn't continue it.
I remember
case,
it well.
We had it down, and we discussed it in depth.
In depth. About an hour.
The motion was to deny anything that had not been dealt with, and then a 50% decrease was applied to all increases from 2008 to 2009 by 50%, unless it was new construction. If it was new construction, it was left alone.
Yeah, we did make that blanket motion, so it would have been turned down if we didn't deal with it.
And Cindy's going to go get that.
But I think what's really confusing the issue here, guys, his tax bill may be little or nothing if they put it at half of what it was last year. And Steve, did you get your tax bills on these properties? Yeah.
Yes.
Did you notice what they were valued at?
I didn't.
I think we better, the board needs to see, because we've had a lot of people call in irate over their value by checking it on the internet, and that's not what it is through the BOE decision.
I'm sorry? Is that because you haven't adjusted your amount? Is that what we're talking about?
No, because they was not notified what happened. That they went down that much, we would have never received the phone call if we had been notified that they went down enough. They're totally satisfied.
Well, were these units valued at $294,000 for each of the four of them, or for the all four?
All four.
Well,
his appeal here looks like each they come in individually, but each one of them at a cost of $230,000.
That's what he put on there to divide by four to show you what he.
Was that $75,000 approximately each?
A little less than that, seven. That's 60,000 apiece.
We don't know until Cindy comes back.
So can we go on something else?
Let's get something else knocked out.
Dr. Rose, I'm not.
Yeah, let's go. You're right.
Why don't we start with our first abatement on the list? That's 2010-0074.
Tom, give me that. I didn't get the abatement thing.
Okay, these are personal property?
Actually, I don't know. I have to check her stats.
Steve, she's working on it. Got her best team working on it.
Okay, I've got a stack of personal property over 2,500, wrong vehicle, year, or model on four. Do you want to do a blanket motion on those, or do you want to do each one?
Please.
Blanket motion?
Will someone make
them? Now you said over 2,500?
Personal property over $2,500, the wrong vehicle, year, or model was on the form. The assessor has written new personal property bills for them, and these are the.
That's what we did last time when the three of us were here. You want to go ahead and do that? That's what we did when the end of the last BOE.
Jamie, you know what we're talking about?
Yes, and they've got new tax bills.
You're
it's
fine.
Not like they're not getting. Yeah, I'm totally fine. But
motion
they do
to approve the abatements for that. For you want to read those numbers off, or do we probably need to enter those into the minutes?
380.
Okay, hold on.
380.
All right.
386. 390.
391.
392.
392.
393.
393.
395.
5.
453.
Hmm? 453. 453.
Next page.
Quite a bit. 453. Okay.
455. 456. 457. 460.
460.
473. 486. 501, 505, 518. 515, 527, 529, 545. 8, 7, and that's it.
That is my entire motion right there, to approve those abatements.
Those are all $2,500 or more.
I have 498.
8, 5.
498?
498.
What are the last two, 8, 5, 5, 7, 1?
Say 498.
Okay. The last one two, was the last 2. 7,
yeah, 498.
And 685.
Those are all $2,500 or more.
Yeah.
And Cindy's review.
Yes.
Carefully.
687?
687. And 685.
I don't have a 687. Go jump from 684 to 688.
Would you write that in, please?
Yes, 687 on this one right here. I'm on the bottom.
Can anybody second my motion?
I'll second it.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. I'm ready to vote.
All in favor say aye.
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 5-0. 687 is on the bottom of the note.
Right there on the bottom of that last page.
Page 10 of 14. Look at page 10 of 14.
Cindy's checked those for you, and those were all denied, and that was made in that group motion. Individual motion.
Did he not receive notice? He got notice of the denial. So it should have been appealed on the state tax commission.
What does the VOE say? So the value was $75,000 for each one of those, totaling the $294 or whatever.
But in the VOE book, they found $15,000.
Let's see if they changed these four. What address did the notice go to? Did you?
Okay. So Linda will have to do it?
Yeah. She's on the computer.
Well, notice went out, so if he didn't receive it, he could always allege that he didn't receive a notice, but a notice went out, and the notice told him that he was denied, and he had an issue, he could go to the state tax commission.
And we can present a copy of the denial.
Okay.
Steve, you don't remember what you're billed at, huh?
Not exactly. No.
I've sent Kenny Davis to find that out off the BOE site.
Move on to something else while Kenny's doing that.
Okay. Let's move on. We've got another one out looking for.
We have an under $2,500.
You have a number of under $2,500?
Pardon me?
You have a number of abatements under $2,500?
We really want to focus on the real estate. That's an important issue, but you want to do a settlement. I'd rather have James present the real estate abatement. Okay. So we can discuss that. Is there real estate that where there's been an abatement that has been written? So they start on your list.
Okay. This is 554.
554?
Yes. This is a person that says res was not complete, a Lance Burbridge in Cedar Meadows.
What? Which page is that on, Jim?
Page 12 of 14.
12. Okay, I see. 554. Burbridge?
Yeah, and she has sent all kinds of bills stating that it wasn't complete. I've got a bill here for Lighthouse Gallery in 21609. I've got Petro Homes by Colfer, new construction cleanup in 22409. She's sent all kinds of information. My guys got many other things. She sent a list of bills. My guys was through there late in the year and did pick it up as being new construction.
What's your recommendation, sir?
She did receive her increase notices.
Yeah.
Was she saying the building wasn't done? Is that
she
right?
Said the building wasn't done. My guys was there late in the season. I think she has sent adequate information to pull the house off for 2009.
Motion to approve the abatement.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Yep.
5-0.
5-54.
I can to pull it off of.
Did you make the motion?
Oh, Dave did. Dave beat me on that one.
I second.
Yes. Chuck still got the second.
Don't worry about it.
It's quick, wasn't it?
Very.
You notice that?
I noticed how quick it was. Caught me off guard, Chuck. You're getting quicker in your age.
Hiding back over here on this end.
It's that side. It's just that side of the desk. You're jumpy.
Thanks, Kim.
Haven't needed any coffee either.
Really? Yeah. You're doing extremely well then.
Parcel number 563.
It's Earnhardt?
Yeah. House on wrong parcel. We simply abated this one to zero and ran the house back on its correct parcel.
Motion to approve.
Is 564
back
right?
On 564 then?
Yes, 563 and 564 are the...
One correct. Takes it off and one puts the new one back
right.
On. Right. Okay. Motion to accept.
Second.
Dave said
I'm you... I'm one ear and can't hear the other. I don't... Is this a second?
Are we doing 563 and 564, is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll second it if you don't need it.
All in favor say aye.
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 Have it all.
561.
All right.
Is the same situation.
Where does it go back on?
It, as you read on your res, was on wrong parcel, should be on 18-736-11-8. We didn't have to run, I think that house had been double assessed.
Double assessed?
Yeah. So we need to, they don't own the house, so it needs to come off of Charles Wooster.
So you think it's been double assessed?
Motion to approve 561 abatement.
Second.
Tom. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
All right. I ain't bringing this one up yet. Nightly rental condos. We'll talk about that later. 574. Erroneous assessment because the bill is it's exempt property to the city of Hollister.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 576. Exempt property to the city of Rockaway Beach.
Motion to approve. Second.
Second.
Is this game, is it testing on you, girl? Is this game testing?
It's like an auction.
Oh.
Like an auction.
Second. Oh, this several. But several seconds.
May I, as a point of order, may I ask that there be a slight hesitation
okay.
So that they all don't come at the same time. We are confusing our recorders over here.
The game is burdened, the staff.
Do you now have a motion and second on that one? All in favor say aye.
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 Oh, yeah, aye.
Aye.
I mean, let's face it, this is just the clean up the screw ups time.
I just want to hesitate.
Okay, 581.
Okay. Dream. Now, is that and 582 in tandem?
Well, I'm not seeing 582.
Well, it's right next to it.
No, go to 583.
It's a different deal, okay. It's not like the other one.
Let me look and make sure. I'm just not seeing it.
It's the same parcel number.
Yeah, it's taking the house off of one parcel and putting it on another. 581, 582.
Motion to approve.
But it's the same parcel number.
581, 582.
If we're taking it off of one, shouldn't the parcel number be different we're putting it on?
No, this is on Dreeble. We're taking it off. So, I mean, we're putting it on to them, so there's another... Someplace else where we're taking it off. It may even be that...
The earlier one? Yeah. Res on wrong parcel for, is 582. So we're adding it on. Res on wrong parcel was 406. Was on 406. We just need to correct the parcel number.
Well, the property numbers are exactly the same on these two.
Yeah, but we should have moved it from 405 to 406, but I want to make sure.
Withdraw my motion.
583.
We're not taking any action then on 81, 82.
Not till I get it straight in my head. This is just strictly a deleted property. Had been combined with 11 and 1104, so it's not this parcel value is in 11 and 1104. 583.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Paper number 583.
I better second something so the minutes show I was here. All in favor say aye.
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 5-0.
We had a few of these occur, and we don't know, really know why. Here's another deleted property that the value, this is 586. Mm-hmm. The property was combined with parcel 7. This was 701. Should have been deleted.
589, same thing, James?
589 is the very same thing.
Make a motion to approve both 586 and 589.
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
There's a condo on that.
Yeah, the recorders say that unless I say otherwise, just put the 5 and 0 when you hear a chorus.
Can I ask a question, Mr. Chairman? How come those don't show up one right after the other? Like we usually do. I didn't, on this. This is the first time I've noticed them being separated when you take one off and put the other one on.
Part of the time, if we take it off and then I send the guys out to find out where it went, it might be a day later, but the numbers...
So then it doesn't get put on the sheet.
Right, the numbers are not consecutive.
Well, they're entering other abatements while they're doing research.
Well, I think, Danny, what you're saying is we're deleting it off of one, but we're not adding it on the other. Well, it's already been added on.
Right, but
so it's basically a double assessment, isn't it?
Right, it was double assessment because the deleted parcel didn't come up.
Right, but on the others, Dave, when we have shown these on here, they have been in consecutive order, where they take one off and put it on, and James just said, "Well, I may send somebody out to check it out." So that moves it a day or two later, which changes the number too.
Yeah, but not these here. These last three deleted parcels.
Well, then how come they don't match up on here?
They wouldn't match up. There's no add-on to them.
There's no add-on because it was done.
It's already on the other one.
It's already a duplicate, basically.
We're not moving it from one to the other. It was already on the other.
I'm going to take it off of this one because it's already on the other.
Right, and it's a deleted parcel. It don't exist anymore.
All right.
It's two different situations. We've got a 607.
607?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Scott Winfield, or Winfield Scott.
Yeah. We need to... This is kind of a confusing issue, but the Forsyth School bought the property, and we need to...
When did they buy the property? If they bought it during the year, it's exempt, correct?
Right. It's a taxi.
They bought a portion of the property.
Right, and we left the house and the res on parcel 5901, but we need to take...
The value of the part that was purchased...
By the school as exempt.
Well, now that they bought the part of the residence.
We moved the res and carport to 5901 off of 59.
Well, the school purchased the house and the property. He just kept vacant deposit.
Right. So we're taking the res on the abatement itself. We're taking the res and the ag land just to the ag land. Took all the res off.
Okay. I see. I'm ready.
That's on 607.
Okay. Motion to approve 607.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Approved.
Here's one, 648.
Donald and Beverly Light.
And 650. The res had simply disappeared off the books. So we put it back on. The people had called us and asked us that something was wrong. And on the, sometimes it happens. We don't know why.
So this, they need to be taxed more.
Yeah, they're going to receive a new bill with the res and everything.
So the old bill is, was just the property or something?
Right, and they discovered it and called us and said...
make a motion to approve 648 and 650.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Those are pretty good taxpayers. They're kind of their tax bill.
Well, they're paying it to their bank, and they don't want the bank to get away with it. 654 is Thomas Dressler.
Mm-hmm. 654 and 655 go together then?
No.
This is a... Yes, it does.
They got yes. Different parcel numbers.
I think that's the same parcel number.
No, it's 1604 and 1606.
Right? 104 and 106.
What's happened here, this was an issue you guys addressed last year. No. Redo. Mr. Dressler came in my office when I raised Merriam Woods and told me, said, James, my land is back in the back corner that you can't even get to it. They got a set of rocks across the road. And I said, well, what if we just lower it to last year's value? It didn't happen. The BOE removed half of the increase. But Mr. Dressler said your word was your word, Mr. Strahan. And I said, I apologize. I don't know why it didn't get changed. And I said, I will bring it. It's up to the board. And it's just strictly moving his Merriam Woods values back to his last year's values of where they was set.
His last year values were based on what?
Market value.
Okay. It went up because why?
Which is very
we took all of Merriam Woods up 10% on their land values, just 10%.
Is that two different lots?
That's two different lots.
But the same story on both of them.
They're right back there behind them big boulders that Merriam Wood, you can't even get in there from
so he's been increased 5% with the motion that currently exists, and you just want him to go back the other 5%.
And I told the man.
Because you made a promise.
I made a promise in the spring, and I don't know why it didn't get done.
But we've already had a decision in summer BOE on it. We don't want to reverse our decision.
Isn't that a blanket decision? Didn't we just blanketly?
Right, he didn't come in.
But we denied all other motions.
He told me, he
he's
said,
right, we have made a motion.
He said, I told him I'd present it because I did tell the man, and I know the man's telling the truth about it.
And he didn't come in, but you did present it during BOE?
No, this was back before the book closed. He came in and said, why did I, when he got his increase notice, and I said, I'll move it back to last year.
Did he ever appeal this summer?
No.
Well, he thought it had already been moved back.
He thought it had moved back until he got his tax bill.
So his wasn't dealt with this summer?
No.
Specifically?
Nope. This is all because I told him and I remember telling
him.
This
is to correct the mistake that he was given a tax increase when he should not have been. Move that it be accepted.
We did make a decision on it, though, because it was decreased.
Yeah, it was one that did. Yes, yes.
Not specifically on this property, though. There was no specific appeal by this property owner.
No, that was general entire Merriam Woods.
Right. But to me, this corrects the mistake. The man was told there would be no increase. Therefore, he should not have been included in that action taken by the BOE this summer.
But James had presented it during summer BOE.
And I didn't. Correct. It was my mistake. And I thought we had changed it before the book closed where there wouldn't even be a BOE action on it.
I repeat, I move that we accept it. Change.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Nays?
Aye. I'm going to go aye with you.
Oh, okay. What did you?
Aye.
Well, it is 5-0. I just didn't hear the chorus that time.
Okay, this is...
656 is one that we had last year, and my office didn't get corrected. It was late in arriving. It is actually a BOE that occurred late in December. We had a house on the wrong parcel in Merriam Woods, and we kept it right there and billed them again this year. And there is no house on this property. This res is assessed all the way.
Did they appeal?
No.
Did you make any promises to them?
No, but when we made the correction last year, they assumed we would do our job and fix it for this year. They shouldn't have had to appeal.
This is 656?
Yeah.
Well, did they get their they got a notice of assessment, correct?
They got an increased notice last year, and they came in when it and got it corrected. They wouldn't have got an increased notice this year because it didn't get changed on our side. It was a late December BOE action. We didn't change it.
So they got it corrected last year, and it was corrected.
And we should have.
And it should have been corrected again for
this 09 year. And we didn't.
So their first notice is when they got their bill, and they found out that you hadn't, somehow you'd gotten it back uncorrected this
right.
year.
And there's no res on the property.
Make a motion to approve 656.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Could you stipulate that as only if the assessor gets it correct for 2010? Yeah. One out of three.
That's more of a clerical error than anything.
Yeah, we just missed it. And it was, like I say, one of them late December decisions that we didn't get. This is another, we had it on the books in 08, like the res there a few minutes ago, and computer dropped off condo.
What's the number?
659. We're simply adding the condo back on.
659 and 660?
No, 659.
Okay. We're adding a condo back on?
660.
What's 660, Jay?
I don't see 660.
It should be right.
Same number.
Oh, it's on staple to it?
Well.
It's the same parcel number.
Yeah, because we abate one to zero and we run one back on. You're right. Sorry.
We're increasing that one.
Right. From the 1900 common to the 24,500. So we're just putting his condo back on.
Motion to approve 659 and 660.
James,
second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Yeah, we'll try. If these guys will work. Okay.
I haven't driven right yet.
Okay. 668. No. We're going to wait on it. Sorry.
I didn't even find a 658.
68.
Oh, 668.
We've got a major issue here on 673.
Yeah, I told her to go and you told her to go.
Jack Hansen?
Yeah.
673?
Yeah. This is one of the condemnations by the city of Branson. We have three or four of these involved. Bob, here is a notification from the city of Branson. This is to notify that Building 42 will be placarded condemned within 30 days of receipt of this notice. Our records indicate you currently own Unit 5 within Building 42. All of Building 42 was condemned.
Okay.
Where is it?
Didn't we hear this this summer?
No.
No, there's another issue that was tabled at the last meeting.
You were asking for more information.
Okay.
Okay.
And
this is a different person.
And the issue is, if it was owned by the city at any point in that year, then it's exempt for the entire year. The problem is, if it's just being condemned, when did the city actually take possession, and did they eventually take title, or did they give it back?
February 18th, 2009 is the date of this letter, and it says this is a notification that it will be condemned in 30 days of receipt of this
notice. What unit is, what unit 42 of what?
All of Building 42 is condemned in Fall Creek.
In Fall Creek.
But would the city actually, 30 days from that letter, would the city actually take ownership of that?
I don't know.
Or does it just mean that the building is condemned and no one can live in it?
It's not livable.
Not livable.
Well, so is that what we're talking about, a condemned building?
Yes.
Because it wasn't up to standards?
Correct.
Is that? So this wasn't an eminent domain condemnation?
No, this was a condemnation of, I think it was condemnation of safety or whatever.
It says the structure is unfit for human occupation.
Oh, that's a different matter entirely.
Well, I don't know that it is.
It affects the value of the property.
You
you still have the property, okay? You still have the property, and the property is worth something raw. And you have the building on top of it, and it's still worth something. Now, the condemnation, is it a condemnation? And I've looked at the IVC 2006 version, the latest version, and what it says is that you can do two different things. You can give notice that they have to make repairs, or you can actually tell them that it has to be demolished and removed from the property. It's going to have some remaining value if they're allowing it to be repaired.
I would ask this Board of Equalization to make a decision on this one to be applied to Building 42, that the city, if you want a 50% value, if you want a 40% value, but I don't want you to make a decision on this one gentleman, because we have three or four of these now that came into the office out of Building 42.
Where is this Building 42?
Don't have no idea.
What is the value of it?
The condo itself is valued at approximately $34,000 or $35,000.
What's the property valued at? That's what I want to know.
When did they bring the they didn't come in the summer BOE based on their assessment, right? They
no.
didn't come in and say no. that my building is dilapidated and old and it really isn't worth what you said it was worth, correct?
Yeah, yes, but I'm in firm belief that a government agency ought to be punished for their actions.
But
so I believe we need to devalue these for these people getting run out of their homes.
It's the value of the property on January 1st, 2009. On January 1st, 2009, had there been a condemnation of the property as unfit?
February 18th when the letter went out.
Okay, but not on January 1st.
Not that I know of.
For 20 years, I looked across the fence, and I can't recall anything out there, though, falling down that would be just something down on the lake or something like that the water got to, or
I don't know.
What about what's the value of the property?
You can't say what the value of the property is. I mean, you would go out there and assess it like you would any other property, and you would take into consideration the measurements.
I'm not talking about the structure, I'm talking about the property.
We took the structure off.
Yeah.
On our abatement, we took the structure off and left the land value, lowering this from 6240 to 300.
What repairs had to be made to bring it to into compliance with the International Property Maintenance Code?
I don't know.
They're required, the city is, to specifically put, they've included section 108, which is the notice requirements of the IBC. They're required to put in there exactly what it is that violates the code. It could be something minor that could be easily repaired. Might take a thousand or two to repair it. Okay, so taking the whole structure off may not be correct. It depends upon how bad the house is and how out of compliance. If they're saying that you need to demolish this because it's not worth repairing, then yeah, probably you need to take the whole value of the property off. But if it just needs some repairs, it costs a thousand or two.
I think until we know further details on it of what it is, I think it's tough to make a decision.
Could we consider tabling this one? I did this one other time before on the property. I'm going to be right out there tonight. I could just drive by and see what it is. See what we're talking about. I don't
really
feel comfortable on that.
Any government,
a lot better getting the stuff from the city of Branson saying why it was condemned.
Any government condemnation, and I consider, and Bob don't, and he's right, because he's the attorney on it. But any condemnation where the government steps in and removes you from your house or something, you know it affects their bank loans. It affects everything. And while you're out of this house, if there's small repair that takes you 60 days, you've got to rent a motel room or rent another house somewhere
against that property for that year.
But what would the property have sold for on January 1st?
Don't have, boy, they couldn't sell it if it's in good condition, according to all the
rigors. They can't transfer it during the period of time that it's out of compliance with the International Property Maintenance
right.
Code. It says that. So it can't be transferred. But on January 1st, 2009, what was it worth? That's the applicable date. And again, the condemnation, they may be in compliance right now, and the property may be worth just as much as you have it assessed for. I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't know, and nobody would know.
Well, we'll contact the City of Ransom to get more information on that, see if it's still in condemnation. Would you like us to bring it back?
I would. I'm not comfortable with this one.
You need more information on that.
I'd like to have more information.
I thought this was an eminent domain condemnation.
And this is 673? Is that the number that we're holding, 673, Jim?
Do you have this information for Mr. Creedence?
Mr. Creedence?
He's saying he needs to...
Can I have that back?
Okay. Thank you. He's saying he needs to leave. Did you get the information on what his taxes are this year? Or?
I got the information on what they were...
Can I just give that to him? Or make it, have a copy made for him? Or
7-3?
All he needs is his tax bill. And it'll tell him.
So he doesn't need anything from you?
No.
Okay.
I just asked him if he knew what the assessed valuation had reflected on it.
I'll make a motion to table 673 for more information.
Second.
Could I ask for an amendment to your motion, Mr.
Sure.
Kell? Could you say to include the entire building 42? Instead of just this one parcel?
Because there's several others?
Yes.
Are they
same
are they listed here on this?
Not on this sheet.
But they're
I have them. Yeah. I've got lots of them.
I mean, are they here on this?
I don't
here
know.
Today?
They're not here today. They just called and said that.
Well, shouldn't we take up anything?
We don't need to table those. We just need to say, please get the information on those as well.
Let's find out what's happening on Building 42. Okay, we'll be meeting again on the 3rd, so that's not very far off. We can. What's your next?
Did you vote on the motion to table?
Oh, all in favor of tabling, say aye.
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 Aye. Four ayes and
$676.
David Christian?
One of the houses had moved to parcel 1703. I think we provided the information showing that we've got a 1702.
James, they don't have copies of any of that, so they're just relying on your explanation.
We've got two 1703 parcels.
Your ability to communicate to us, we're relying on you.
Jacqueline Kraft, we've got...
We're decreasing David Christian's on this part, 676, by one res that moved to 1703.
And it moved to 1703?
Yeah, and we've billed him for the entire parcel, and we should have attached to 1703 here, but I don't see it.
It's in there.
678 and 681 are both Kraft.
676, 678.
676 we're reducing, and we're adding it to abatement number 678 and 681.
You're adding it to two.
We're taking it away from Christian and adding it to Kraft.
Yeah, here's 1703 is on.
The reason you see two for Kraft is because, first of all, we have to take their bill to zero.
Okay.
And then we have to do the
add-on.
Okay. Here a motion to accept.
Motion to accept.
676, 678, 681.
That's exactly that motion
I'll
to accept.
All in favor say aye.
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 683, res dropped off books. We're just adding it back on.
So it takes
684, we got to take it to zero. Add it back on.
Put it back on, okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 We're asking that a property in Table Rock Canyon 688 there was a property exempted in error, and we want to run it back on the books. There's no reason to have it exempted. And I don't know the reason why it was exempted, but it was exempt in error.
Motion to approve 688.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Broke my wheel.
Aye.
690. City of Branson purchased a piece of property, should be exempt to zero.
Where is that property?
I don't have a clue.
Motion to approve, 690.
Second.
Yeah.
Didn't even recognize my voice.
It's part of the Motley property out where the bridge and stuff is.
Aye.
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 After I seen the number, I knew where it's at. Are you guys strictly going? I do have some stuff. Have you got me on the agenda for any questions? Unreal? Okay. I'll ask them for time later on then. We'll go through this. Here is the nightmare of the Board of Equalization.
What are you doing? Which one? Which nightmare?
Condos from nightly rental to residential. Now then, some of these are our error.
No, say it's not so.
Yes, sir.
Because this, because you had letters or something? And
yes, and there was a mechanical situation where if you didn't go in and out and come back in and hit the C and put the C in the right place, it didn't correct.
So these are clerical errors by your department. They
right.
had their letters in time.
This says 32709. This says 4309. Now there's going to, that's going to change.
Were they all before our deadline?
April 2nd. Let me make sure.
Yes, they were.
April 2nd. Yeah.
Motion for approval.
You want me to read numbers?
So we can check them all.
These are all going to be, an abatement and an add-on. So
right.
Two numbers for each.
What we need is, he reads it off, but the motion needs to be because of erroneous. Will it fall under erroneous?
No, it's causing a clerical error.
Clerical error, okay.
Okay, and these are only ones that received a notice prior to the deadline?
One isn't. And
okay,
I'm going to read it to you now.
Okay.
Mr. Scott, I think his name is Steve Scott, received a Purple Heart in Afghanistan. He was in the hospital during this time and was actually charged for a commercial condo for 2 years. I told him I would request, there is a statute that covers Purple Heart recipients. And
I don't see the Scott on here.
It's 668. West
Scott.
Scott.
West.
Yeah,
okay.
Scott West.
West.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Scott West. But this is the only one that ain't predated. And he said, if I'd only known it, I would have took care of it. And I said, I didn't fuss with it.
Motion for approval of all.
Well, but are those are all the same property. Is this having to do with 1 year or back years?
This is just 09s.
No, but on Scott, it's 2 years.
Scott's 2 years.
Yeah.
But there's... Okay, two add-ons and two abatements is
right.
What you're saying.
Right.
And okay.
I'm offering no opinion on Scott West because I'm not familiar with the statute. So
doesn't make any difference for us. I'm concerned.
Go on with James. I'm just telling you that I'm not giving any advice on it.
Yeah.
He's handwritten an 08 request that it be corrected or refunded. All right. Let's leave. You want me to read numbers and leave Scott's to the side and then read it later? these others are actually clerical errors?
I didn't get any second on my motion.
Yes.
That's what I was.
Second.
What? Okay.
Was it on all four? Is that the motion? 6, 6, 5, 7, 8, 9?
Yes.
You can read the numbers, James.
All right. That's your job, Central. 5, 7, 2.
Wait a minute, 5, 7.
We're back on Scott West voting on it. We've got a motion and a second.
You didn't vote on the other, you had a motion and a second on the
Was it all of them, including Scott West's motion?
I was waiting for the clarification for the motion. Being.
Yes, that's what I was going to do. All of them, because the others met the deadline, and this one is the Purple Heart case. So I'm just going to do them all in one motion.
Oh, okay.
It was a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we need the numbers.
Do it.
Yeah.
Sorry. I thought we were just voting.
All right, I'm going to start back at 572.
572, wait a minute. 572 Daniel.
Okay, 568.
568 is the one with it. 590.
568?
Yeah. Oops. 590 and 592. Six, 12. 662.
Oh,
what's going on there?
612 and 611 isn't are they right there together? 612 and 611.
And 610. You got three of them with the same name.
Here it is.
Three different property numbers.
Yeah, 611, 612,
610. They're all Hawkins Yowl.
I don't see the
ones on that.
Next there's page. Another one with the same name, 693.
I see the 693 one.
It matches the property number of 610.
Okay.
So that makes 1, 2.
So do you want to do 610 as the same?
That makes 5 abatements in this one room.
You have 6, 6, 10, 3.
So 610 and 693 are matching, right? Correct, Cindy.
Sandy, you're going to have to come over here.
Okay.
Since they've approved them, there you go, lady.
Okay.
And here's these. That's already been.
These you've already called off?
Yeah.
431.
590. Okay, we've already called off 590 and 592. We've already called off 572 and 568. All right, let's go to 615. And 661. 611. And 663. 612.
Yeah, I want to.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
611 and 663 is the same?
Uh-huh. And then 612 and 662. And then that should just leave Mr. Scott. And that is going to be for the year 2009, 668 and 669.
What about 667?
5 and 7.
And you have it over there?
No, I think
5 checked off, it's not 7.
These are all what?
Okay.
Well, what matched up with 610?
I didn't find a 610. And she didn't either.
What's on her sheet?
That must be a different one then.
610, yeah, it was y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yao was on about six of these. Did he have three different units, or?
No, there should be two units.
Well,
it's on here four times.
What's one at?
All his letters came, I do know that.
These were all letters saying that they're not commercial.
Yeah, received in March and April.
It was 693.
Didn't get the right button pushed at the
661, 662, 610, 611,
I don't see a
612.
Where'd it go?
Are these numbers all listed as appeals for today?
Yes. We just can't find the paper, but it
How about a motion that all of them, if somebody made a motion that all of them that are on the agenda for today that were appeals, that were the letters that came in on a timely basis are approved?
Mm-hmm. Timely basis.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
Yeah. So you just find them. You just find them and include them.
Yeah. It's nice to be able to read them into the minutes, just, but yeah. That's fine. We'll do that.
Just out of curiosity, has there been any thought, Jim, of when sometime when you have nothing to do?
Yeah. Yeah, I've thought about that quite a bit.
Spot checking some of these major places that have nightly rentals, just asking for the list of people and checking to see if people told us the truth?
We do that all the time. We've had that as a consistent pattern. Some people just won't send them. The manager said, nip, we ain't furnishing them. We have many of them. We have many of them. Glad some people hand deliver them to our office the day that we request it. But we have some that said, no way. Figure it out yourself.
Okay, so does that cover all the real estate?
I would like 3 minutes of their time on some real estate.
There's still some here that we didn't do anything on.
We're on real estate?
05 and 06. Was that part of that same motion then? You didn't call those off.
Aldridge.
Aldridge is... wasn't it one of the condemnations?
No, that was Hanson.
Okay. Pearson, Moriarty.
We're also going to deal with 581 and 582.
Who's that?
Well, you had the wrong parcel number. Drebe?
I've got that right here.
Okay. But you said that you had to deal something about changing the property number. It wasn't right on our sheet.
Right. I want to fix it.
Okay. So are we going to discuss it today, or is it...
Drebe?
Yeah.
I would like for you to approve it and let my mappers fix it, because we need to get their bills straightened out.
All right. I would make a motion to approve 581, 582.
Contingent.
After correction by the assessor's office for the parcel number.
In the mapping department, right?
Yeah, we look at the mapping.
Second.
Aye.
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 And we've got, for some reason...
You know what you're eyeing.
Oh, yeah. I do. I know lots. Have we done 577?
No. We still got Aldridge to do.
577 and 605, 606.
Okay, this may explain... Well, just a second here. Move to 405... And if you look, that is the debris parcel. So right here they are, Dave.
What number?
20577.
577?
Yes. Silva.
That's Silva.
Right. But the parcel number, it moved. We're taking the house off of this one, and we're moving it to 8004.05, which is Drebe. So 77 should go along with 81
two,
and 82.
Two for Drebe. Oh, one is to, again, take it to
one's
zero.
One's to zero and one's to, okay. Yeah. So these three go together.
Yeah, 77, 81, and 82, and I don't have to go back to
that. Okay, so we didn't actually take an action on any of those.
Right. You just did.
Okay.
But those three need to be together as being approved.
One question.
Okay, I would like to make a motion to approve 577, 581, and 582.
Second.
581 and 582 had already been motioned to approve in a second.
Up on the mapping deal, but 577 takes care of that.
We're short some chairs. just soon as you
get Augustus here. Augustus is your chair.
I know, and that's the reason I'm not going to sit in it.
Well, you were sitting in my chair. You're going to break that one, too?
Mr. Chairman.
Children.
Could I present
some personal... Okay, wait a minute. 577, we got the motion then to approve it, but I didn't get a second or a vote.
You had a second.
I was the second.
All in favor say aye on 577.
Aye.
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 Well, did we vote on 581 and 582 if we had a motion and a second?
Yes.
That's when we got into the discussion. I thought we never did vote on that because we were discussing.
You might have one question, and I'll give you 3 minutes.
This vote on 581, 582.
Aye.
All board.
Okay.
Mr. Creedon, has he been taken care of now? The information?
I believe he'll go on to the state if he needs to. Kind of looks like that.
Okay, we still have 605 and 606.
Do you have it over there?
Aldridge.
Mm-hmm. Aldridge.
Are you sure?
No.
I don't show a check off there.
And we also have 613 and 614.
That's you.
What does those show, Dave?
05 and 06 is Aldridge.
And what it, does it say? Can you tell what it's doing?
No. I mean,
you
we don't
can't
have
tell
that
what it's doing.
And 613 and 614 is Orville Stevens.
I can't remember off the top of my head. Could we send somebody to get copies? Because that's probably real estate bills that needs to go out. Cindy, I hate to say that.
Okay.
And we can discuss these maybe, Mr. Chairman, after your question while she's getting those. I'd like to get those done.
All right.
We got Stevens, 613, 14, and we're working on it too.
Yeah, we've got those two parcels there, two different parcels.
And then there's one more. There's one more at the very end, yay.
Well, that was a part of 611.
Is that part of that other deal?
Yeah, okay. 611.
Now, y'all was all over the place.
Yeah,
it
was.
Oh, wait, no,
okay.
Cindy, I want to enter into the minutes. Orders from the State Tax Commission. We've already done them in the system. They want to make it a matter of record that we've adjusted Grand Regency Group. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 that we've adjusted to the tax book. Zenith Properties, French Quarter. We have two of those, Spinnaker, two, another. Six more French Quarter, and two Country Ridge residences. Those were all ordered by the State Tax Commission, and we've done them in the tax book. I just want to make that a matter of record.
Was that approval of that monkey business of not...
This typically has nothing to do with the DOE, but we're adjusting the tax book, and I'd like to have a record that we've adjusted it per order of the State Tax Commission.
A lot of these cases were appealed, like the Maryville Properties cases and some other things, and we came to an agreement, or the State Tax Commission made a decision, and those things are done. We don't have any ability to change it. She's just letting you know.
James, your 3 minutes starts now. You said you wanted 3 minutes.
Okay. My office that's been running in and out of here discovered this morning parcel 20-3-7-3-2-12 had to have the res run back on it. We got a phone call this morning saying their tax bill was not correct. It wasn't nearly enough. And I would ask that you approve us running that res back on there.
Okay.
What's the name?
Doris Pearson.
P-I-E-R?
P-E-A-R-S-O-N.
An honest citizen.
Out in Ozark Paradise Village.
Do I hear a motion to accept that?
Motion to approve.
Second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Okay. Then we have a issue with Paul and Paula Moriucci. They built some construction. They got their increase notice. They said they was ignorant to the facts that the increase notice had said. We put their land on at $350 a square foot. It's on Fall Creek Road. The only comparable I have to that would be the bank where it sits there on Fall Creek Road. This property's not too far across the road down the way. I feel like it's a horrible mistake to put their entire property on Fall Creek Road on at $350 a foot because of the creek runs through their property. The city has put a sewer line directly through their property, and it's pretty well split as being usable property versus non-usable property across the way. And we put it all on. I feel like it's a mistake on my appraiser's parts. I would like for this board to adjust the front 2 acres to $350 a square foot like we had it on, but the back 2 acres to $0.50 a square foot like their neighboring properties.
May I ask you a question? You appraised it. You assessed it. You sent out a notice. It was an appeal.
You're absolutely right.
And
the only thing it could fall under is an erroneous assessment by hitting the wrong square footage on the $3.50 a square foot.
Have they complained about it?
A lot. Every day.
But they didn't
appeal. They didn't appeal. They did get their increase notice. We know that.
They did?
Yes, they did. We sent it. Now, whether they got it, that's the...
But they didn't say they did. They didn't.
They didn't say that... They didn't quarrel. About that. I brought photos of the property, and it's just obvious. There's some property we got on at $3.50 a square foot that don't belong.
Okay. There's because of erroneous assessment, if we deny this, can you go back and redo it for 2010?
Yes.
Then, due to the fact that they did not come in and appeal this, and a notice was sent, I make a motion to deny for 2009.
Second.
All right.
All right. And request the assessor to reassess the property for 2010.
This one we're going to have to, there's not going to be a chorus, I'm sure, on that. I have a great deal of trouble when we have a professional assessor who says, hey, I goofed up, I want to fix it. And I say, well, for a technicality, they didn't appeal, changing it. I'm going to vote no for that reason. I mean, we've got to.
I agree.
Yeah,
I understand.
Huh? I mean, I'm just concerned that if we start doing this, if the assessor starts bringing us properties because the property owner is complaining and saying that it's assessed too high, which I'm sure he hears all the time.
I think that's what BOE is supposed to be about.
BOE, summer BOE is for that. Yeah. After summer BOE, it's only to correct double assessments, erroneous errors, and so on.
To me, he's asking us to correct something. He says we were wrong.
Now, Dr. Rose, you want to remember, they should get the same letter as the summer BOE because you guys heard the case, and they would have the right before they pay the, I believe,